And Nick, who brought this challenge? Who sued these universities?
The plaintiff in the case is a group called Students for Fair Admissions. It's a group that represents a number of people, and among them are people who were denied admission to Harvard or UNC Chapel Hill. But it's really organized by a white man who is an anti-affirmative action activist named Edward Blum.
The opportunities must be the same regardless of your race or ethnicity.
Edward Blum, who's retired from a job in finance and living in Tallahassee, Florida, is not a lawyer. He is founder and president of Students for Fair Admissions and acknowledges starting the group to challenge affirmative action.
He has brought other cases of this nature to the court before, and he has been leading this charge for well over a decade. And he didn't get everything he wanted in this decision, but he got a lot. And he's probably pretty happy right now.
Nick, a couple of producers here on Post Reports have been spending the week down in front of the Supreme Court ahead of this decision. And I want to play some of the excerpts from the conversations they've had with people who were outside of the court and how they have felt about affirmative action.
My name is Oliver Chi. I'm 16, and I'm a high school sophomore rising junior.
Oh, I'm Oliver's mom. My name is Christine, and we came to East Coast for the college tour. So we really hope our kids can get the equal opportunity to go to the school, the major they want.
I think it should be a meritocracy, because a lot of people who deserve to get in, who have amazing academics, who are leaders in their field, leaders in their school, don't get in because of this discrimination that we see in our country.
I'm Natasha Daniels. I am a parent of three and a leadership member of Round Rock Black Parents Association and a graduate student at the University of Texas at Austin. To not consider race in admissions is it's an intentional step back to Jim Crow era laws. Like, these buildings were built by enslaved people, you know, who have not been able to benefit from the systems that they built. I think not considering that, like, how our nation has come to be is a very dangerous precedent to set.